go to my head.
Jesus loves him, but the rest of us think he's a putz. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
I am so thankful that my friend Sarah Hiltz is in studio for a number of reasons. Number one, she makes me want to drink wine. Her singing, that is. Her music. And number two, she just braved life and death, her drive across the QEW in this winter storm that we are in order to be on the Drew Marshall Show once again. See what it does? See my voice? I've got like a Venus flytrap going on here from WKRP.
You're a white, berry white.
Yeah, right. Folks, Sarah Hiltz, it says here, is emerging as a singularly talented Canadian songwriter with a voice all her own. I don't think she is emerging anymore. She has emerged. Echoes of Billie Holiday, Joni Mitchell, Feist, they ring out faintly through the structure of Sarah's artistry in a modern blend of folk and jazz she's been perfecting over the last 10 years of performing. So let's have a wee listen to the one and only Sarah Hiltz on a CD in the background, and then in a few minutes, sort of live here in the studio. She's battling the same cold many of us are, so we'll see how it goes. But beautiful stuff in the background. Shut up, Drew. Listen to it.
Summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your
Well, living up to a long tradition of folk music, Sarah Hiltz has been praised for her ability to tell a story through song, and it's with this ability that she bridges the gap between folk and jazz. Not many people can actually do that, telling stories not just with her lyrics, but also through wordless sound. So staying true to the improvisational, fun word, spirit of jazz, Sarah works to make each live performance a really unique and memorable experience for her audience, delving deeper into that magic something that makes live music matter. And I have seen her perform, and these words are true. In 2010, her efforts were recognized when she was nominated for Best Folk Artist at the Toronto Independent Music Awards. And this year, the world is currently savoring her latest morsel of musical magic. Love that alliteration. Till the Sun Falls. Of which we are listening to a track right now off that wee album of yours. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
When was it that you were last here? Because, look, you lived really stupid far away.
Far, yeah.
Like near Windsor.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was about a year. Well, okay. Maybe a year and a half ago when I was here.
And then I saw you perform at The Vault, which isn't even a real place, but it was that night.
Right.
At One King West. Classy building.
Very
downstairs
cool.
In a safe, like in a legit safe with a big, huge metal round door.
Yeah.
Really cool sound in there, along with Amber McLean, who I'm thankful has become a buddy. And Abigail, my daughter and I went to that gig, and she just fell in love with you. So.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. I remember commenting inappropriately on somebody said they liked her boots, and I thought they said something else.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny.
And I talked about it for way too long in front of an audience.
Yeah, overcompensating. I do that once in a while. I have 4 hours to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, first of all, before we get you to do a song, which is why you're here.
Right.
Does your throat feel like mine does?
My throat feels okay. Yeah. I can feel my vocal cords are not they're not
where they should be.
The way they should be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Excuse me while I have a sip of water.
That's okay. You go right ahead.
Any gigs coming up that we would like to tell our people about?
Yeah, actually, Monday night I play in Toronto at the Old Nick, which is on the Danforth at Broadview. And I play there, you know, a few times a year, okay. And it's just always a lot of fun. A woman named Alana Hart hosts a Monday night of original music.
Nice.
And so she'll do a set, I'll do a set, and then somebody else named Donalyn, who I'm not familiar with him yet. But, yeah, so that's Monday.
Great.
And
so this coming Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 2 days.
All right. Anything else?
I'm kind of playing it cool till the new year.
Yeah.
After that. Yeah.
By the way, how do people get your CD?
They go to my website, sarahhiltz.com.
H-I-L-T-Z.
That's right. And everything's available to stream there, so you can check it out. And the newest record, you can just get the digital tracks there, or you can order it, and I'll mail it to you.
Nice.
I have nice handwriting.
Oh,
so
she does. She has very...
I usually try to make it special.
Nice. Calligraphy.
Yeah.
The only time I know about calligraphy is when I'm peeing in the snow.
Oh, yeah. Are you good at that?
Yes. Very good at that. That was weird. Why don't we get you to do a song?
Okay. All right. I'm going to do my best. I played a show last night. I played at this Christmas party in the middle of nowhere. Like, it was at a community center / fire hall. It was a Christmas party for an animal feed company.
Wow.
I know. It's so random. It was a lot of fun. I just had a little jazz trio with me.
Nice.
But then I drove back to Toronto, and by the time I got back, my voice was kind of like this.
Like this.
So I sound a little bit strange. So
that's all right. You've come to the right show to sound strange.
We're all strange here.
We are
together.
All strange. Ladies and gentlemen, about to perform live on the Drew Marshall Show during our time where we are devoted solely to the art of music, the one and only Sarah Hiltz.
You say that you're all on your own here. You got no one to
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful. Fantastic.
Thanks.
Sarah Hiltz on the Drew Marshall Show. So good to have you back. You have the knack of transportation.
As in a car?
No. No, you take people places with your songs, and there's very few people that can do that. What do you like with setting up a song? Do you suck at that? Because most artists are they either stumble their way through a bunch of nothingness, or they say nothing at all.
Right.
Are you?
I'm a little bit of I'm those
column
two
A and
things.
Column B.
And but I think sometimes I'm good at setting up a song. I told that Christmas party song first, so I thought I'll just go.
No. I guess the reason I say that is because you know your songs have got such great story quotient to them to paint. You know, part of the background scenery prior to a song like something that you do, mm-hmm. I think can be just integral. And you know who's, I think we've talked about this before, but the person I admire the most for this is a guy named David Wilcox from the States,
mm-hmm.
singer-songwriter. He sets up a song, and by the time he goes into it, it's like you've jumped into the chalk drawing that Dick mm-hmm. Van Dyke just did on Mary Poppins. It's a fantastic scenario. So
well, it's kind of interesting. I feel like my songs are never really about what people think that they're about.
Who else was in here recently that said the same thing and they didn't want... They said, whatever you...
The guy with the beard?
Oh, it was Donovan.
Yeah.
Oh, he also played the Vault Knight.
That's right.
Yeah,
because there were guys there, too.
Yes.
I forgot to mention that. Donovan Woods, yeah.
Yeah.
He says, because I would go, whoa, what's that song about? He goes, whatever you want it to be about. Right. I hated that.
I know. I don't have a problem with telling people what they're about. I have a whole project that... really details, like my letters project, actually. I'm writing letters to the subject of songs. But there's one song that I always introduce. I always explain what it's about at a show. And then I was just at a casual jazz jam in Toronto, a morning jazz jam.
You know that's an oxymoron, right? Casual jazz jam?
Oh, it is. It's casual. It's very casual.
Okay.
And this guitar player, I asked him if he wanted to just run this song with me that I had written after it was sort of over. So we ran the song, and he really liked it and asked what it's about. It sounds like it's about a breakup or whatever. He gave me his take on the song. And then I told him, but I had never heard anyone's impression of what the song was about because I always introduce that song with the story of how I wrote it. So
and he came out with something just
completely different. And I never would have... thought that someone would think that it was about a breakup.
It's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the art side of things obviously come in. You know, I can look at a Warhol painting and go, really? And somebody else wants to pay $3 million for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I feel like I should sometimes allow people maybe the space to interpret it themselves instead of correcting them. No, that's not what it's about. Let me tell you the exact scenario.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, your guitar.
Yeah.
That's not a Canadian guitar, is it?
It is, yeah.
Quebec.
Is it?
So it's kind of Canadian.
Because I'm looking for a guitar manufacturer to sponsor this part of the show.
Oh, well, Simon and Patrick is owned by Godin Guitars, mm-hmm. who is also the owner of Siegel and Norman and lots of. They have a family of brands, and I just love them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think we'll play them this part. As our pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to work at a music store, so, you know, I knew some of the sales reps, and they're just, you know, it's a good company. Canadian company.
Folks, in the studio with Sarah Hiltz, who is your throat okay? Can you do another song?
Yeah, maybe I'll play that song, and then you can tell me what you think it's about, and then I'll tell you the story.
Is the name of the song called Misinterpreted?
No, it's not.
Okay.
You've heard this before, so... Maybe if you were paying attention at the show you came to, you might remember
the
story.
There's a long shot that I was paying attention.
All right.
Long shot. What's this one called?
It's called What We Leave Behind.
Oh, I do remember this.
Oh, shoot. Tim, you'll have to pipe up.
But I don't remember context.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, all right, well, we'll see how this goes.
All right, folks, here it is. see what you have to say about this song as well. Sarah Hiltz on The Drew Marshall Show.
Should be long over. They say the rain falls on everyone, but I always harder on a few. And I guess that that means you. You know that you have got the strength. You hear it all the time. I'm just the last in a long line. There's nothing I could do to undo this love. There's nothing I could offer to ease it, love. If everything they say it the truth is love, then what we leave behind at the end is all love. So I'm sending you love. Blow by blow, I see the punch, then your blood starts to flow. It spills into puddles that spell out words and ask for explanation. Oh, why your blood and why not mine? And why is this happening?
Stuff. Sarah Hiltz on the Drew Marshall Show. Man, you're playing. I don't know if it's possible, but I think it's gotten better. Is that possible? Do you practice?
I have a long way I could go yet. I hope I'm better than I was a year and a half ago.
Don't we all? Here's what that song was about.
Okay.
It's about a little old lady sitting at home watching television when Benny Hinn comes on. And she says, you know, I can't send you any money, but I can send you love.
Yeah.
Am I close?
That's remarkably close. Way closer than a guitar player.
Guitar players, what do they know? Tim, hold on. What did you get?
No.
No, just speak out loud. You don't have, we can hear you.
Not that loud. Someone did something bad, and she's still supporting them through it. Because if what they're saying is true, then I'll still send you love. It's like supporting someone there. That's my
right.
opinion.
Okay. All right.
So interesting.
Yeah. And?
All right. So I met this girl on my train trip. That I took this train trip across Canada a few years ago, and she just had all of the bad things in life that can happen. She had cancer. She went through divorce. She was celiac. She had all kinds of, you know, just these types of things happening in her life. And she's the same age as me, so she's under 30, and this is all happening to her. And that's just all enough on its own. But we became Facebook friends after the train trip, of course, right?
Of course, yes.
And then I saw this post about a phone call from a doctor, bad news, and it was just, you know, I felt really bad. Why does all of the crappy stuff happen to one person sometimes? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing I could do. I don't really know her that well. I can't be practically supportive. There's nothing I can say that's going to take away any of the suffering in her life. And I'm not, you still feel compelled to move. To say, hey, that really sucks,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not that that is going to help either. But so I
Why didn't you write a country song for her?
Because we don't need to wallow in the suffering. I don't think that's going to help either. But I feel like I'm a Christian. I can't really say, I'm not very good at telling people, all right, I'll pray for you.
No.
I don't want to say it unless I'm really going to follow through. So I'm really careful about when I say that. And at the time, I wasn't praying much anyways. So not that I would say that I pray much at the moment.
I had you up in such a spiritual.
I pray more than I used to.
Folks, Sarah Hiltz is here in studio with us. And that is her website as well. Sarah Hiltz, oddly enough. .com, and the last name is HILTZ, as we say here in Canada, and Sarah with an H. Look her up, buy some stuff, support her, go to her shows. That's what this hour is all about. We have found just some crazy talent in the local area.
I will say too,
yes,
if anybody orders my new CD Till the Sun Falls,
they get steak knives.
Not steak knives, but I will include a free download of my Christmas EP if they order it before Christmas.
Now, some listeners don't know what an EP is.
Oh, it's a short album, so there's four tunes on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So you're going to really give away music like that? What are you, Bono?
Only if they buy some of the music
first. Oh, okay.
First.
All right. So you're not Bono.
No.
Well, actually, he's kind of like that. Anyway, listen, a very short break. And when we come back, Sarah's going to do another song for us. We're going to go out with another one of her tunes on her CD. We'll be right back.
And I need your grace. I just think of you in the thought of you holding me. Makes my loneliness soon disappear. Though you're far away, I have only to close my eyes, and you are back to stay.
Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
You know, Sarah Hiltz is singing here in studio with us live. This is a track off of her latest CD. I want you to listen to the entire thing because the production quality is ridiculous. And, you know, they put a lot of hard work into this. So I think we should shut up and listen to it.
Comes to call. Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stirs the trees, wind that sets the leaves to swaying, like some violin is playing strange and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh and see her smile. That's how she got her name. But since that sad affair, she lost her smile and changed her style. Somehow, she's not the same. Memories will fade and pretty dreams will rise up where her other dreams fell through. So hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lonely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
If that song doesn't make you break out a bottle of wine, nothing will. I'm just saying. By the way, the word just, or the phrase just saying, it's a little overdone, I think. I'm just saying.
You get two more.
I get two more. Two more just sayings. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show, and Sarah Hiltz was who you were listening to there, a little track off her latest CD called Till the Sun Falls. That's what the CD is called, Till the Sun Falls. Sarah?
Yes.
If I was to say to you, that in that song and others on your album, I hear a little Vince Guaraldi airy snare.
Oh, yeah.
Was that intentional? Like an airy, you know what I mean? Airy snare? Like an older recording?
Yeah. The style of recording was a very old style. We just were all in the room, live off the floor, just playing. We didn't even have headphones. So we're just listening to each other in the room.
Wow.
And it was...
That's very organic.
Yes.
Did you like that? Because that means you don't have a lot of control.
Yeah, and I do like to have control. So
I've heard.
It was definitely a challenge, but I'm glad to have done, to experience that style of recording because that's what they would have done years ago. But I think, I don't mind the live off the floor thing. That's cool because it captures something really special when everybody's playing together.
Yeah.
As opposed to overdubbing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would just, if I did it again, I would make sure I had headphones because it's hard to moderate my own, you know.
So what you're saying is we should have given you headphones today.
Because
you're trusting us. How's that feel?
I prefer to have headphones because I don't really know. I can't gauge my mic technique.
You sound phenomenal. You sound so good. Yeah, you really do. Billie Holiday?
Yes.
Or Bruce Coburn?
Bruce.
On a week for an island.
Bruce Coburn.
Really?
I love Billie Holiday, but Bruce has so much to say that...
No, he doesn't.
impacts my
life. He has so much to sing. He sucks at saying.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, he doesn't suck. He doesn't suck at saying. But you know what I mean? Like
to
when
me,
he's,
that's the same. That's the
okay,
same.
All right, all right. Yeah. No, when like he's just so cheeky with interviewers.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, because honestly, I remember sitting in a room at Greenbelt in the UK where he was performing, and the media came in, and it was, I think it was predominantly like Christian media, which is mm-hmm. an oxymoron in many ways. And they were just putsy.
Yeah.
And I know I'm sounding a little judgmental. It's a spiritual gift of mine. But he really says it in his songs, and he is such a quiet dude outside of his tunes. Now, look, I'm saying this like I know the guy, like we go bowling every Friday night or whatever.
I've interviewed him 2 times.
Yeah. So.
Right.
Can I just say that I would agree with that?
That?
A week on an island with Bruce.
Oh, well,
this is sounding a little creepy now. This is just sounding wrong. The way he... It was. I had a little crush on Strombo on my birthday. So thanks, George, for calling. By the way, hello, Mrs. Strombolopoulos. See, this is a typical Tiny Talent Time. You're too young. You don't know what I'm talking about. A question for Musos. Who are you listening to these days? Do you listen to yourself? Do you put your own CD in?
Somebody asked me that yesterday.
Really?
They said, do you ever listen to yourself when you're in the car?
Yeah.
Which was really specific. But
yeah.
I said I would if I'm mixing, if I'm right. sort of just going through.
But
if I just put something out, then I would probably listen to it at the beginning. But I don't put it on now. I will say, have these really cheesy a cappella recordings of Christmas carols, one verse of each, that I did for my voice students a few years ago, and I do sometimes put those on. But the whole thing, there's probably 12 or 15 songs, and you get through all of them in 10 minutes because there's only one verse. But by the end, I'm always smiling because it's so cheesy. And
gotta love the cheese.
Yeah, and I have one student who sang with me, and my husband, I knuckleheaded him into doing a couple too. So.
Nice. That's true love. Hey,
yeah.
Knuckleheading?
Yeah.
That's true love right there. You got a little Three Stooges accent as well. Are you making money in music?
No, not right now. I did last year.
This is why I have this hour, because I'm so frustrated. I wish I was loaded. I wish I was Jean-Paul DeJoria, who owns the hair salon stuff, and also the greatest
tequila.
From Mexico, tequila. How'd you know that? Patron.
Well, I was just checking in on my way.
You were
driving.
Listening. You
yeah.
were listening. Anyway, if I had that kind of cash, I would just be totally supportive of you and your career.
Thank you.
I really would. I'm just such a fan.
Thanks.
This is getting mushy. Can you sing a song?
I'll do my best.
This is your last song. We're not going to have Sarah sing anymore because her throat is dangerously in danger.
Yeah.
Danger.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, Sarah Hiltz. Danger.
So,
set it up for
this
us.
This is a new tune I wrote like mid-September-ish. Mm-hmm. It's called No Proof. And it's just sort of...
Non-alcoholic wine?
Exactly. it's been a really crazy year for me with things going on with my family and a lot of people in my life going through tough things. And it's kind of like the other song, What We Leave Behind, where I just don't really have any wisdom or consoling. I've got nothing to say. I don't really know what to tell people. That doesn't sound totally cliche and unhelpful. But, so anyways, well, my husband and I he is having a hard time too, so collectively we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I am stumbling through this setup. That's okay. So,
we're
anyways,
sick.
we have these big discussions, and they kind of can go in circles sometimes. And so song is partly from that perspective. And, you know, not entirely based on conversations with him, but partially. No proof. Here it is. I'll just...
Folks, you got it. You heard it right here on the Drew Marshall Show. Sarah Hiltz and No Proof.
For a long time, I can learn to live with.
questions, but the questions pile up. It's getting heavy on my shrugging shoulders. I don't have any proof, but I need it to be something that I know. Afraid of the end, I don't blame you, but this ain't then. We could make a list of absolutes, and you could point to evidence. And while you wait for a verdict, I'll claim a victory. I don't have any proof, but you'll take nothing less. In fact, you will not say. Dizzy from the cyclical motion. Aren't you restless with the pattern? Aren't you tired of hanging on to a lifelong supposed biblical notion? I don't have any proof, but then neither do you. So let's get on with it. Hey, hey.
Jordan, my husband, he said, you have to play No Proof for Drew.
Dude, you got that spot on, man. That was phenomenal. Thanks. Really dig that one.
Thank you.
Is that on your new CD?
No, because I just wrote it. So I released the CD
really?
Before I wrote that song.
Dope.
Yeah, I know. I have a few that I need to put out on a new one. So.
Well, I honestly am very, very thankful that you endured that treacherous drive to come all the way here. Thank you so
great
much.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And make it worth your while, folks. Seriously, don't just sit back and listen to the show and go, that was nice, and then give us a golf clap. Go buy some stuff from these people. They're working their butts off, giving you fantastic, creative stuff.
And I have Christmas music, so.
And she has Christmas music.
Check it out.
Yeah. Sarah Hiltz is the website, sarahhiltz.com. Sarah with an H and Hiltz with an H-I-L-T-Z thing going on there. Hey, listen, thanks for tuning in today. We'll see you next week. Have a listen to Martin Joseph.
I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me, how you doing, brother? Come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. Well, I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun.